William loved the ranch where he spent his summer vacations as a youngster and a youth, playing in the rugged canyons, descending the cliffs and camping in colorful Arab-style tents in the mountains with his family. Phoebe was delighted in exposing her darling child to the beauties and wonders of the world and spared no expense doing so. During one of their adventures, an 18-month tour of the historic places and castles of Europe, William began a lifelong love of collecting. With his first acquisitions, German picture books, he embarked on a 78-year session of excessive spending. He confessed to a love of the finer things in life, and he had a bottomless purse, would never deny himself anything he wanted. In 1887, while William was at Harvard University, he decided to take over the small newspaper, the San Francisco Examiner, which his father had accepted as payment for a gambling debt several years earlier. George would have preferred that his son be involved in the mining and ranching interests, but William declined this offer and was given ownership of the Examiner in March 1887. He was determined to increase the popularity of the paper and acquire the best equipment and writers available. William's resolve to succeed inspired him to publish juicy tales of vice and stories full of drama and motivation. In 1895, he purchased the New York Morning Journal, putting him in direct competition with the distinguished Joseph Pulitzer, and a circulation war began.